Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
There's only one.
There's only one pod in the Motor City that's keeping you up to date on everything Detroit sports.
This is the Daily Ticket
with your host, Jeff Rieger.
Hey, everybody, what's going on? Jeff Rieger, another episode of the Daily Ticket. It's a Tuesday. It's the 16th. It's April. It's 2024. And the Red Wings are not dead yet. They're not fucking dead yet. Looked like they were dead. Looked like they were over. In fact, if you were a Red Wings fan, you were probably pretty furious with the way they started this hockey game. They end up winning 5-4. I'm actually sitting outside Little Caesars Arena, sixth floor of the parking structure. I was able to attend the game as a fan. For the first time all season long, I went as a fan, and man, did I pick a great fucking game to go to. It's impossible. Impossible. Not to be fired up if you were in that building today. Unreal victory. I mean, this goes down as a top 10 live sporting event for me. It was sensational, but it wasn't always. I mean, the Wings were down 4-1 at one point. First period, Gallagher scores 4:25 in. Barron scores 6:15 in. Wings were down 2-0 like that. I would snap, but I'm holding up the iPad with my other hand, and the mic's in this hand. They were down 2-0. Game over. Bye. But they do this every game. Like, would it be too much to ask if they actually just blew a team out? Go back to the game on Saturday. They jump out to that 4-1 lead against the Maple Leafs in Toronto. Next thing you know, they got to go to overtime and win it at OT. So the Wings are down 2-0. Then JT Compher gets his 18th of the season, first of the game in the first period. So it's 2-1. 2-1 after one period. First intermission happens. I'm checking the Tigers score. They don't score a single run against the Rangers. I told you the offense is going to blow. Then the second period, it gets going. Harvey Pinard scores. Makes it 3-1. Gallagher scores again. Makes it 4-1. And there was this, I mean, it was a blowout. It was a house of horrors in there. You could hear a pin drop. People were so pissed. And they had every right to be. I mean, you're talking about the fifth worst team in hockey, the Montreal Canadiens, up 4-1 in the biggest game of the season. And yes, I know we said the biggest game of the season like 1,000 times already. Not to mention, there were so many Montreal fans here. So many Habs fans cheering their ass off, wanted to wreck Detroit's season so bad. I mean, there was this one dude sitting in front of me, very nice individual, but he was talking about how good Ben Chiarot was when he was a Canadian and how bad he is now. And three Wings fans yelled out in unison, "You want him back?" He was talking about how good Jeff Petrie was in Montreal, how bad he is now. I mean, this guy was having the time of his life. He was so happy. He claimed that the Wings were his second favorite team, but his first favorite team was kicking their ass. They were up 4-1. Then a funny thing happened. The Wings came back. You thought they were dead. You were good with the season being over. You try to get out, but they suck you the fuck back in. I don't know why I need to swear so much. So, third period gets going. JT Compher scored at the end of the second period, second of the game. So it's 4-2. Two-goal game. Wings are very good in the third period all season long, especially coming back from deficits. The Montreal Canadiens stink. They've taken the lead in 9 games, their last 9 games. They've blown the lead in all of them. I learned that from the Montreal Canadian fan. He was rather upset about it because he predicted that it was going to happen again. Third period got going. And it was all Montreal early on. Weird. It's bizarre. First, like, 7-8 minutes of the third 20 minutes, you're talking pucks in the offensive zone. Montreal winning the 50-50 battles. They were winning faceoffs, way too many for my liking. They were taking the puck away from the Wings. They were just killing time. They were very excited to ruin Detroit's season. In fact, all game long, with the exception of the last 11 minutes, which we're going to talk about, the best 11 minutes of Wings fans' lives this season, Montreal played the better hockey game. They put pressure on Alex Lyon. They, with ease, got the puck out of their own zone. Transition game, I thought, was pretty good. They won way too many battles, like way too many pucks in the corner. Habs would come away with it. 50-50 pucks. Habs would come away with it. Like, if you look at the stats before we get to the last 11 minutes here, I'll pull it up. Hold on 1 second. Habs had more hits, 30-25, 30 hits. And you know that when a game is at home, the home scorekeeper always gives the hit totals in favor of the home team. 30 hits by Montreal. Montreal also won more faceoffs, 27-25, and they won some big ones late in the game. Right faceoff circle, back to back to back. I counted 3 big-time faceoffs they won. So the entire game, with the exception of the last 11 minutes, which is the most fun of this entire podcast, was all Montreal. And it was disturbing. It really was, because you knew the situation going in. You had to watch the scoreboard. And you hoped like hell that the Boston Bruins were going to beat the Capitals. But it didn't happen. Capitals led that game 1-0 pretty much the entire game. Then they ended up winning with the empty net goal 2-0. Penguins also won as well, 4-2. So the Wings needed to win to keep pace. If they would have lost in regulation, season over, and on Fan Appreciation Day, like, that would have been a total fucking bummer. Not to mention, you got to believe Lalonde would have got whacked, and I'm sure he would have said something silly postgame. But then the last 11 minutes have I been alluding to. Best part of the game and the season, if we're being completely honest. Wings' last gasp of life. Will they be on a golf course on Wednesday? They still could be, but they also could be in the postseason. And why? Because Alex DeBrincat found a way to light the lamp, 10:38, beat Sam Montembeau, and made it a 4-3 game. And at that point, Little Caesars Arena is going insane. You did get the feeling they were going to come back again. Because the Habs are not good. And because that's what the Wings do. They do nothing easy. Everything's got to be so close to death until they rise like the Undertaker, just rising up from the coffin. You think he's dead. It's over. The Wings are done. Season over. They're going to be at the golf course. And next thing you know, Undertaker alive and kills you. That's what the Wings did again. So Alex DeBrincat, he's been red hot. After going 19 games with scoring 1 goal, DeBrincat now has 3 goals in his last 2 games. He has 6 points in his last 3 games, and he's getting hot at the right time. And I got to tell you, if the Wings find a way to make the postseason, and we'll get to how they can, all comes down to later tonight. You got to believe Alex DeBrincat is a changed man. Alex DeBrincat's coming alive. He's already streaky. You knew this about him? Well, he's getting hot at the right time. If the Wings can make the postseason, you got to believe the Cat is going to be beneficial to this team. So DeBrincat scores at 10:38. It's 4-3. And for the longest time, it did seem like the Wings were going to score and score and score until they did not. So they pulled Alex Lyon.
They get the extra attacker. Need a goal to tie it. Season on the line. Everybody knows Washington is either winning or has already won. Everybody at Little Caesars is on their feet. And what happened? Octopus at a commercial break on the ice. And then you know what happened? A second octopus on the ice. The double octopi, the double puss. That's right. Two octopi tossed on the ice. Here, I got a picture if you don't believe me.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
If you happen to be watching this on YouTube, you just saw the octopi. If you happen to be listening to it, go over to YouTube if you want to see the octopi on the ice. I do appreciate you listening and watching in case I haven't said it already. I'm a little bit fired up. So you got two octopi on the ice. They both get scraped up. They both get taken off the ice, Al Sobotka style. And then what happened with the extra attacker? Time running out on the Red Wings. Lucas Raymond. How good has that dude been of late? The answer is unreal. Let Ken Cal tell you what happened.
Now here's Larkin. Nagasta spare to Perron. Left face off circle. Red Wings dangerous. Down low it comes. Left circle. Raymond in front. Scores! Woo-hoo! Lucas Raymond ties it up. 1:17 to go in regulation with a goaltender pulled. And it's 4-4.
All right, so you know the deal. The Wings at least needed to get 1 point. 1 point to keep themselves alive, but 2 points would be so much better. And with the Capitals having already won, you really needed to get that second point in the extra session because Raymond scored at 18:43, meaning there was 1 minute and 17 seconds left, which means that game was destined for overtime. So the game goes to overtime, and it's back and forth, and the Wings must have hit like 7 posts. I'm not even kidding. 2 crossbars. 5 posts. I mean, they were really peppering the netminder for the Habs. They really were Montauban, but they couldn't beat him. And I'm thinking to myself, fuck, this thing's going to a shootout. The great equalizer. You don't know what's going to happen in a shootout. I feel the Red Wings never win shootout. I got to fact check that statement, but it does feel like the Red Wings don't win shootouts. So I'm standing there. Everybody's standing. The place is loud as hell. There's a Let's Go Red Wing chant going. Let's go, Red Wings. I mean, my God, the place was so electric. And the entire time, I'm just thinking, playoff hockey would be even better than this. So with 25 seconds left to go in the extra session, Wings needing that extra point. Washington already having won. What happened? Take a listen.
Gustafsson hands it back. Now to Brinkett. Over the blue line to Dylan Larkin. Now to Raymond. He shoots. He scores! Oh, my goodness! Lucas Raymond wins the game for Detroit in overtime! Final score, Red Wings 5, Montreal 4, and Lucas Raymond has done it again.
All right, so first of all, Ken Kale is amazing. Ken Kale on those calls. Paul Woods there too. These guys are the best. What great calls by Kenny right there, especially that second one. He couldn't believe what he saw. And the Wings find a way to get 2 points. Unreal call by Ken Kale. Unreal hockey game by the Red Wings. And after starting slow and being down 4-1 and making everybody believe that this is how it's going to end, they come rallying back once again like they've done all season long, and you just can't kill them. I now think the Wings are going to make the postseason because they refuse to die. They don't die. You can put bullet after bullet after bullet after bullet in them, and all they do is get up and kill you. It's amazing. Yes, I understand the 7-game skid where they couldn't beat the Coyotes and they couldn't beat the Sabres. I totally get it. They haven't played great hockey down the stretch here. I think their last, 22 games, they're 7-15, I believe. But they were 5-15 in their last 20, and they found a way to win their last two games and get 4 of a possible 4 points. So they're not dead yet. And before I get to the scenarios, let me just give you a couple quick things, okay? Number one, how about Lucas Raymond? We keep wondering who the star is on this Red Wings hockey team. Well, I think they have a couple. But Lucas Raymond is 22 years old. That's all he is. He's 22 years old, and he's got 7 goals in his last 7 games. He's been absolutely money. And it's funny because there's this side-by-side stat out there on social media where it compares the season so far of Nikita Kucherov, who is fantastic for Tampa Bay, and Lucas Raymond. And Raymond is on pace to become a Nikita Kucherov-type hockey player. It really is amazing. He's been outstanding. That's a Steve Yzerman pick, and he's turning into a superstar right in front of our eyes. Yeah, we know Mo Sider's great, right? Another Yzerman pick. But, man, Lucas Raymond's been unbelievable. Here's what else I wanted to give you. As many times as we've given Derek Lalonde shit, we haven't liked what he said. I've done podcasts about it. We didn't like it at all. Hell, if they would have lost this game, he probably would have dropped like, oh, we're just happy to have been here. But I loved what Derek Lalonde said post-game today. This comes from Daniela Bruce, who does a great job on the Detroit Red Wings radio broadcast. She tweeted after the game, Derek Lalonde gives an assist to the fan base for the two octopi on the ice. Said it gave the guys a little extra rest. How about that? I mean, it did take at least a minute and a half to clean those octopus up. Nice job, people. I've always wondered how you get one of those things in there. Do you crotch it? I mean, that's what you do. You boil it, and then you put it in a bag, and you crotch it, and you wait for the right time. And the right time was right before Lucas Raymond tied the game up. Wings down a goal. The fans felt it. We're not idiots. Fans been there before. They get it. Used to do it at the Joe all the time. They knew exactly when they had to release the octopus. And not one, but twice gave the Wings a little bit of extra time. And Lucas Raymond finds a way to tie the game up. So I love that comment from Derek Lalonde. Here's what else I like. Question to Lucas Raymond. How loud was it out there? Raymond, I don't know. I blacked out. Unbelievable. Dylan Larkin was once again so fired up. And the Red Wings win it 5-4. And here's what I've realized last night. Here's what I realized. Playoff hockey is amazing. We know this. We took it for granted for 25 years. Not our fault. But when you win Stanley Cups, first round series don't really do much for you. But when you take 8 years off, and if the Wings don't make the postseason, it's going to be the longest drought in Detroit Red Wings history of not going to the playoffs. Nobody wants that. But when you miss for 8 years, 7 years, last time was 2016, you miss it. And standing in that arena, watching overtime, watching the third period, looking around, nobody is sitting down. You know what I realized? We deserve playoff hockey again. Now, I'm sure any fan from any fan base is going to tell you the same about their team, but we deserve it. The playoffs are 5 times as intense as what we witnessed last night. And that was about as intense as it fucking gets. What a victory by the Red Wings. You thought they were dead. You thought it was over. You swore them off. I at one point tweeted, this is fucking pathetic. I mean, come on, man. down 4-1 to the fifth worst team in the Eastern Conference. And then they came back, as you knew they would. So now here's the next question. How do they get in? There's one game remaining in the season. The Wings go to Montreal. Later on tonight, they're going to take on the Habs in, yet again, stop me if you've heard this before, the biggest game of the season. The Wings need to win. Flat out. If the Wings get 2 points and the Capitals lose to the Flyers, the Wings are in the playoffs. It's that simple. That's the easiest route to the postseason. The Capitals won last night 2-0 against Boston. That was a big win for them. So if the Wings find a way to win 2 points, they're in. If they don't, more than likely, they're not in. So let me just quickly give you all the scenarios that the Wings do and do not make it to the postseason. Already told you the easiest one to remember. Get 2 points. Capitals lose to Philly. You're in. However, let's just go by team. We'll start with the Capitals. Here's how the Capitals get into the postseason. Any win versus Philly, they get 2 points. They're in. It's that easy. If they get 1 point versus Philly and the Red Wings lose versus Montreal, Capitals are also in. Also, 1 point versus Philly and any Pens loss versus the Islanders, the Capitals will get in as well. Simplest path in the East, win and Caps are in. It's that easy for Washington. Here's the Penguins. The Penguins get in any win versus the Islanders, and the Capitals and the Red Wings earn 1 point or less. All right? So Penguins win, and the Capitals and the Red Wings get 1 point, or they just flat out lose in regulation. Also, the Pens get in if they get 1 point versus the Islanders, and the Capitals and Red Wings both lose in regulation. Okay? That's how Pittsburgh gets in. What about the Flyers? The Flyers get in with a regulation win versus the Capitals, and the Wings need to lose in regulation to Montreal. Penguins have to lose in regulation to the Islanders. That's how the Flyers get in. So just so you know, there's a chance the Flyers get to the postseason, meaning in Philly, they're going to try. They're not going to want to lose to the Capitals. Capitals are playing their second game of a back-to-back. They got to hop on a plane. They got to travel from D.C. to Philly. So it's no gimme for Washington. And again, they're like a minus 38 goal differential. So Philly has every reason to want to win that hockey game. Okay, so here's how the Red Wings get in. We already told you the easiest path, right? But here you go. Here's the full list of how the Wings get to the postseason for the first time in 8 years. Any win versus the Habs, got to get 2 points. And if the Capitals lose, if the Capitals get 1 point, or if they get no points, the Red Wings are in the playoffs. So the easiest path, like we already said, root for the Red Wings and root for the Flyers. Also, the Red Wings can get 1 point, meaning they lose in overtime to Montreal, and the Capitals have a regulation loss, meaning they get no points, and the Penguins get 1 point or less. Okay? So that's how the Red Wings get in. You need everybody to lose. You need to win. And I think you're going to win. It's a very tough task to try to beat the same team in back-to-back nights. I keep going back to that Ottawa series last year where they got smoked by the Sens in back-to-back games. If the Sens can do it, why can't the Wings do it? Got to win tomorrow. One more game where you get 2 points and root your ass off for the Philadelphia Flyers to beat the Washington Capitals. The Capitals stink. I think the Wings are going to get in. You cannot go through what they've gone through. You can't. And not get into the postseason. Last night was so fucking special. And it's always going to be a great game. And it's always going to go down as one of the best games being there live, for me at least. It was such an intense, awesome, maybe the best regular season game I've ever seen. Definitely for the NHL, definitely for the Red Wings, maybe not for the Lions or the Tigers or the Pistons. I don't even know right now, but it was such a great game. The Red Wings and their fans deserve to be in the postseason. I know what you're going to say. Well, they shouldn't have gone on a 7-game skid where they didn't pick up a point. I agree with you. They haven't played great, but neither have the Capitals. Neither have the Flyers. Neither have the Penguins. The bottom line is you got a chance on the last day of the season. And if you don't get in, it's going to suck. It's going to hurt. And you're going to go back to that losing and say, CCC, you screwed yourself. And then at that point, you probably talk about the future of Derek Lalonde and what Steve Yzerman does to this team. But you know what? You got one more game and you got a chance. So we're not going to do comments. I've talked for way too long, too fired up. But as always, I appreciate you guys watching and listening to the Daily Ticket. If you could be so kind to review and like and follow and all that good stuff. Anyway, that's going to do it. I'm going to drive home. I'm going to get this podcast up so you can listen and watch. And then we'll see what happens, man. One more time. Let's go. One more chance. Let's go. Gotta win and go Flyers. And you're in the postseason. And at that point, it will be against the Rangers. Who knows? You get in, all the pressure is off. Maybe the Wings could give the Rangers a run for their money. All I know is I want to see it happen. I would love to see them try. All right, that's going to do it for the Daily Ticket, guys. What a game yesterday. Detroit sports fans are the best. One more time. Your heart good? Go see a cardiologist before the game, man. Because if it's anything like last night, tonight, it's going to wear on you a little bit. All right, we'll catch you tomorrow on the Daily Ticket. A full rundown of the game. Did the Wings pull it off? Did the Capitals choke it away? Did our city of brotherly love, the Philadelphia Flyers, help us out? We'll see what happens. Maybe the Penguins somehow get it. I don't know, man. I'm going to stop talking now. We'll catch you tomorrow. See you guys. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.